Will the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Rule shows 19 members present this morning, Madam President.
Thank you. If members would please stand, the chaplain is Pastor Greg Lindsay of the Northern Light United Church.
In deepest respect for the religious practices of each person here, let us take a moment for spiritual reflection. Let us pray. God of many names, gathered into one, you've created everything and called it good. In this time that you've given us to serve, may we seek to become the very best that you have created us to be. May we seek to bring out the best in each one of our colleagues and give us the confidence to know that we'll be more effective together than we could ever hope to be alone. May we keep ever before us those who are most in need. Empower us, O God, to empower them. Amen.
Senator Tim Kelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. The Secretary, please certify the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 51st legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests for introduction? Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. In the gallery behind me, I'd like the Senate to help me welcome a good friend of mine, the past Mayor of Seward and council member, Chamber of Commerce president, and just about everything you could think of for that city. Been in Alaska a number of years as chief of police in Nome and also of Seward, too. He's now working for the Alaska Railroad, and he's in town today to lobby for the Alaska Vocational Technical Center for funding and things for Avtech. So please help me welcome Louis Vincardino.
His latest claim to fame is he got all of our vehicles on the ferry this year. I think he deserves special applause for that. Further guests? Do we have messages from the governor?
Message dated February 28, in accordance with AS 3905080, I submitted the following name for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted, Board of Game, Mr. Leo Keeler. The resume for this appointment has been submitted to the offices of the Senate Secretary and Chief Clerk. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
That referral for the Board of Game appointment will go to the Resources Committee. Do we have messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House this morning, Madam President.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Standing committee reports.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 177 relating to insurance trade practices, recommends a Labor and Commerce CS. Signing no recommendation, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Tim Kelly and Hoffman. Signing amend, Senator Lehman. Signing do pass, Senator Donnelly. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 177 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 231, naming the Alaska Native Veterans Honor Bridge, recommends calendaring. Signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senate Bill number 231 is on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning.
Senate bills for introduction?
There are no Senate bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 231 by Senators Lincoln Adams, an act naming the Alaska Native Veterans Honor Bridge. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, signing due pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Elton, Phillips, Wilkin. Senator Green signed amend, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommended calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, Pierce. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Bill 231 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we are in third reading. Senator Taylor.
I was objecting to the advancement and asked for a brief reading.
Okay. There was objection to the advancement, and so we will negate that, and we'll take an ad. So the Senate, please come back to order. We have Senate Bill 231 in second reading before us. The advancement motion was made. There was objection. Senator Taylor, do you maintain your objection?
I would withdraw the objection, but I would ask that take up as a matter of business at this time the excused absence for Senator Green. I don't think she's going to be able to...
Senator Green is not ill, and we were told that she would be in the building later, so our rules, we really can't excuse her.
I thought she was still ill.
Is there further objection to the advancement? Hearing none, we're in third reading and we've caught up with the board.
Senate Bill number 231, an act naming the Alaska Native Veterans Honor Bridge.
Senator Halvard?
I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor.
Hearing no objection, Senator Halvard, Senator Taylor, Senator Ward, Senator Mackey, Senator Lehman, Senator Wilkins. Senator Tim Kelly, Senator Phillips, Senator Elton, Senator Hoffman, Senator Pete Kelly. Is there debate on the bill? Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, I just want to acknowledge that Senate Bill 231 is a result of the Alaska Federation of Natives, the Nenana City Council, the Nenana Village Council that asked that this be introduced as recognition of the number of Alaska Native veterans who served our country so honorably, and they chose that location due to the Tanana River that flows there, and the location with the south footing on the municipality of Nenana's land, and the north footing is on the Nenana Native Village land, and bridging those two cultures. And this was something that the veterans, Alaska Native veterans, have embraced, and is most honored that a bill is coming forth in recognizing them. And I know that we have certainly some of our very own veterans here on this floor, and especially the senator from South Anchorage, who has relatives that reside there in Nenana and serve very honorably as a veteran as well. So I appreciate very much all of the co-sponsors to the bill, and I'm sure that the Alaska Native veterans will also show their appreciation. Thank you very much.
Is there further debate on the bill? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 231 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? The secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? The secretary, record the roll. Senate Bill 231 has passed the Senate. The vote was 19 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary.
Citations. Honoring George Gordon, honoring Chugiak and East High School students and Frostbite First Robotics Competition 2000. Honoring Pond Reef Fire Department.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I bring up reconsideration at this time of my vote on Senate Bill 123.
CS for Senate Bill number 123, Finance, an act relating to public interest litigants and to attorney fees and amending Rule 82, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, is before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there debate? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 123, Finance, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 123, Finance, has passed the Senate on reconsideration. That vote was 14 yeas and 5 nays. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the court rule change.
Hearing no objection, roll call vote on final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 123, Finance, will be considered the roll call vote on the court rule change. Further unfinished business, Senator Miller, were you seeking the floor?
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate on Monday, March 6th, for personal and state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Miller will be excused on Monday. Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor of House Bill 25, legislation involving river habitat protection tax credit.
Hearing no objections, Senator Wilken will be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 25. I assume that is available for cross-sponsorship. Further unfinished business? Senator Donnelly?
Unanimous consent to excuse from the call of the Senate on Monday, March the 20th for personal business.
Hearing no objections, Senator Donnelly will be excused on Monday the 20th. Further unfinished business? Do we have announcements? Senator Miller?
Thank you, Madam President. I understand that we'll be having a caucus right after the floor session. If caucus goes past 1 o'clock, the Hess Committee will be canceled. If it does not go past 1 o'clock, the Hess Committee will meet as previously planned at 1:30.
Senator Mackey.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to announce the majority caucus immediately following floor session if members want to grab some lunch. And Madam President, you do expect we'll be done by 1 o'clock because other members have other commitments.
Senator Tim Kelly.
Rules Committee upon adjournment for calendaring bills.
Further announcement, Senator Torgerson.
And I'd like to announce the reception tonight by the people of Alaska Vocational Technical Center who will be down in the Baranoff. They want to educate everybody as to what the center does.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Mackey?
Move we adjourn until 11 o'clock tomorrow.
We adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.